The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Big Rob is here. Big Rob Rodriguez. He's got a show on Sunday over at Stand Up Live, and you're doing a special. Let's just get this out of the way first. You're doing a special on Sunday. Where you want people to fill this thing up so you can... Is it sold? Is it Netflix? Is it Amazon? What are we doing?
Okay, so
get right
up
on that mic. Come on now.
Right hand the mic.
Act like you've been here before.
I don't know. This is a mic. I don't put things close to my mouth like that.
No, not that other men have used. You like it pristine.
Not without $20. But anyway, I got an opportunity. The new thing in comedy is producing your own specials.
Right.
And then the networks kind of bid for the special. So right now we went and sat with Amazon and Netflix. They like that because they don't put the money in.
Right.
So, you can negotiate a
better contract.
You put
it together for them.
Yeah. And if it stinks, they don't buy it.
You'll see it on YouTube. So we'll be back here in about
months. Talking about your YouTube
talking
special.
Talking about my YouTube channel. If they buy it, then
we'll never have you again.
You'll have me again, but I won't sit in the lobby for 10 minutes waiting for Toledo like I know Toledo to come get me.
Yeah,
Toledo's coming to get you. Okay, I'm sitting there going through Halloween candy with the reception.
Nothing but Starburst.
I can see where the level of my comedy is made.
Yeah, you don't even have somebody like driving you down. You do this all yourself.
Yeah, but I'm a Spanish guy with good credit. You know, I pay.
That's the funniest joke you've said.
Yeah, no, I got auto pay.
What?
Yeah, my Walmart prepaid card, it just auto fills.
That's
right on
amazing. That's like that's the platinum, right? The black Walmart.
That's the black Walmart. Can we say black?
Say black Walmart. Black Walmart right now. So that's the one I've never been to, but I know where it is.
Listen, Walmart. I live in the hood. So I live in the hood. I'm in the, people say, you live on the south side. I'm in the hood of Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, yeah. You're in the darkness.
I don't get down there too much.
Yeah, that's the home of the original Karen.
Yeah, oh, it is.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Because everybody in Gilbert has the ring, have a subscription. Yep. So my phone goes off all day. Like, there's a suspicious car passing by.
It's you.
So I type back, maybe he's lost. Anybody know whose cat this is? Gummy.
The neighborhood watch.
That's my hood. Yes, that's our neighborhood.
In my neighborhood, we had that happen once where two Native American kids were walking through the area. And on the neighborhood watch thing, they're taking pictures of them. I don't recognize these two. Well, the same lady that did it had just bitched earlier that coyotes were in the area and that we need to leave them alone because they were here first. So I fired back. I'm like, those Indian kids were here before us. And unless they start eating our cats, they can walk our neighborhood and stuff. Mad.
No. And they've actually blocked me from Ring for some of my answers. So you have to be, like I'm a felon, I'm a three-time felon, Facebook felon,
you've been kicked off.
There's nothing worse than being blocked on Facebook. Like, Facebook makes me want to kick a puppy, because you can't do anything about it. They'll block you for, really saying words that are...
That you wouldn't think would get blocked.
Anything close, and if it interprets a certain way, so I'm like, and you can't do anything, who are you going to complain to? Yeah. So all you can do is watch everybody else's dumb posts. And not respond,
Now, I think the thing for you that's worse than the Facebook getting kicked off is what I'm about to bring up. Now, people don't know this, but...
Wait, let's talk about the special first.
Finish
get
that.
Out of it. So
talk about you murdering someone.
Yeah, I have...
Because that's coming.
I have a production team, so what I did was we went and sat down with Amazon. So I open for a lot of big comics around the country.
Right.
I've been on tour with Faison Love for the last 4 years.
Nice.
Lunell, Bill Bellamy, a lot of urban comics, but I've been doing it 15, 16 years. Russell Peters I've opened for. I mean, what I did was, out of advice from all these guys, was I went and we put in, invested in producing our own special.
Right.
It's kind of Chris Rock style. Chris Rock did it a different way, but I'm filming three nights in Arizona, and each night is being produced as its own special, and then it'll be edited together.
Yeah.
Because it's called a Robumentary documentary, because
nice.
It's showing what a comedian, a real comedian, not the guys that make the millions and Dave
right.
Chappelle that can talk, you know, just talk for 60 minutes and,
right.
and it's brilliant, like, because it's all it is.
Because it's Dave.
Because it's Dave.
Right.
So we're doing Tucson. We're doing Tucson on Friday night.
In English?
In English at a dive bar by U of A.
See, I didn't think you're not going to have a crowd there in Tucson if it's in English.
You're going to get canceled.
Here, yeah.
You know you can't encourage me with this. You know what I mean?
I'm baiting you.
You're baiting me here. I can't get canceled before the special comes
out. Sure you can. Nobody's bought it yet. There's no money on this yet. It's your money. You can say whatever you want. What, are you going to fire yourself for your own special?
I know, but it's so much work to put it on YouTube.
That is true. There's a lot of downloading and problems. Yeah,
and then Saturday night, we're doing it at Harrah's Auction.
Oh, okay, cool. In Maricopa.
In Maricopa. These are all cities that I started comedy when I lived.
That's where Chappelle did it.
Yeah,
Chappelle did his show. I couldn't open for him, but I did meet Chappelle. We went to Chappelle.
Yeah, we did.
We were down there too.
John didn't remember me.
I didn't because I. Well, you know why? Because I was drunk.
He remembered the chief.
No.
I was drunk. I remember the chief because he told.
But you can't call him the chief. It's terribly. The chairman. It's
okay,
the chairman.
Chairman.
I call him the chief. The story with that was
the
first time I did a show. They're like, "You're going to see the chief. You're going to see the chief." So, you know, me being a little bit, you know, my ignorance, I'm thinking, I'm looking for a 6'4" guy.
Right. The chief.
The chief has a 13-pack. You know what I mean? The chief. This guy came in with designer, is Bob Miguel, great guy for the Auction Tribe. Came in with designer jeans, a polo shirt. He's 5'4", 140 pounds. And I'm like, You're the
chief.
And then he told
hilarious
the most
story.
Inappropriate joke I've ever heard in my life. And we all laughed and went,
"Oh, it was great.
Wow, this is it's good to be the chief."
That's what I tell him. I'm like, "How can you say that?" Because I would go there, and like the first time I went there, it's the auction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my first joke there, don't get upset, natives, if you're on here, but I said it should be the double chin, because I never saw a native with one chin. It should be the chin chin.
Eating's good.
So I said, "Hey." So we're doing that Saturday, and then we're doing that at the Premier Club. It's actually one of the best clubs I've ever performed in, and I've done all the clubs in the country.
Yeah.
It's Stand Up Live Phoenix on Sunday night,
7
p.m., and each show is being done. I brought in some headliners that are also road comics and headliners to open for me, and then I will headline the show. And each one of these shows will be edited to one show.
Into a great big special.
To one big special.
And what is the timeline? When do you want this to happen?
So we're looking to start editing it probably the end of December, because there's some post-filming that we do.
Right.
Because we have some special guests that I will meet with, because I go on the road and they give us some advice.
Right.
So we're looking at it. We're looking at the release February, March.
Because that's quick.
I'm also shooting it's kind of a prelude to a sitcom.
Okay.
That we've put together, and I'm the star. It's kind of like a modern day Archie Bunker.
Okay.
Because I have auto pay on everything but my mortgage, and I am a Hispanic with a 700 credit score. So that's even.
That's just unbelievable.
So, I'm not sure those words don't even match.
Can I say this word? I am also a conservative. I'm a Republican.
Are you really? You're a Republican?
Yeah.
Mexican guy. Hispanic? I don't know.
Hold on.
Hispanic.
So it's not Mexican.
I threw Mexican in there.
You know why? Because that's what got me into comedy. I moved here from the East Coast, and everybody said, "Hey, you're Mexican. You're Mexican." My first joke is, "I'm not Mexican." In the back of my shirt, it says, "Yes, I'm sure." Because white guys have a problem understanding. If you ask me I'm Mexican and I tell you I'm not, and you're like, "Are you sure?"
Dominican, Puerto Rican, what are you?
Puerto Rican.
Okay, yeah.
Puerto Rican, that's like a Mexican from the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's all it turns out to us for simplicity.
Yeah, that's a Mexican with faster knife hands.
That's a
good
Mexican.
Blade work.
That's a Puerto Rican that's kind of like light-skinned black guys. We haven't been in since the 80s, you know?
Where are you from in New York?
I grew up in, you know, I like to say I was born in the Bronx, but I grew up in Long Island. It's kind of like the Gilbert of...
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
it's not like Washington Heights.
Yeah, I was in that movie.
In the Heights? It's beautiful.
You know, It was beautiful, but it's like, okay, they're gonna sing again.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. And it was beautiful. It was
did you
wonderful.
Cry?
What's beautiful is the women. The women
are gorgeous. The it's gorgeous. Hard not to root for them.
I'm such a, and that's part of what I'm about now. It's like I'm over 50, so testosterone has left my building, so yeah. I get very sensitive of things. You know, like. Like, there's certain episodes of Law & Order, because we all watch Law & Order. Yeah. Every time Olivia finds that little Colombian girl, and the little girl's like, Olivia! I'm crying. I've seen that 128 times. You know?
So, now, let's talk about something, because I took your place at the H&H Ranch. Doug Hopkins' apartment was your half is now my half.
It's your half.
You bailed out.
Well, we had the apartment for business purposes. I was too old to have it for, like, side chicks and things like
right.
that. You know, it wasn't. So what it was is Doug's like, anytime you want to bring someone down.
Yeah.
So he goes, so, you know, this is, if you contribute, you know, whatever, pay them.
Customers, clients.
Clients and everything, because we sure. have floor seats for the sun. So then right. He says, oh, you know, Doug always has a deal in there, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
he's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, pay half the cable. Yeah. No, he said, pay the cable. You know, like, buy the furniture, put the furniture yeah. in there, pay the cable. So I'm like, okay, I'll pay the cable.
Sure.
You know, cable's kind of like a gallon of milk now. Back then it was yeah. a dollar, and now it's, you know, so the cable bill. So now I, you know, I haven't been that place over 2 years, but I would still pay the cable.
But the cable
in
bill's
two
ours.
Years. No kidding?
It's been 2 years.
Because I've only been in there since like June.
Yeah, so it's 2 years because I just never went, and it yeah. was just like, so what it was is like there was like 5 months left on the lease.
Yeah.
And I told them I'm not going to renew, and I'm like, and that it was a bad time. I'm like, I'm not paying you rent either. You know, I'm like, I'm
right.
not going to be there. I'm out.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, so just pay, you know, keep paying the cable bill.
Right.
So, yeah, of
and
course,
you're still paying it.
Because I'm a Hispanic with good credit.
You so, can't let that go.
Auto pay.
Yeah, it's auto pay.
I'm freaking auto pay.
Yeah. And so for the last 4 or 5 months, 6 months now, I've been in there. We've been trying to arrange a cable thing, and you don't know the cable company's number, and you can't get
what
me
are the
in
adult
it.
Charges? Yeah. I mean, the. The
it's hard.
Premium
I'll tell you that.
Charges,
but I have a different question because I use it just for drunk sleep offs, right? So I'll go to the games. We drink a little too much. I don't want to deal with the traffic. It's right there. I wake up at 4. Sometimes the TNT night games end at 11 o'clock. I don't want it, so I go and drunk sleep off. So the first thing they told me is like, Big Rob used to have this room. We don't know what happened in there. I'm like, what? And he goes, but if you wash the sheets, and this is true, Brady, if you wash the sheets, you're going to take them off. The mattress is covered in blood.
It's a drink. So Doug,
that is not a drink.
Listen,
and it's
ain't
on
blood.
The pillows.
It was sangria.
Blood.
You know, I told you this. I never slept in the bed.
No, you were too busy trying to get dead bodies out of it. This thing. I'm not kidding. This is a blood stain.
Someone else did.
This is
so
a blood stain.
Like, it, you know, I'm like, what are you talking about? But then what would happen is Doug would like, hey, can you send somebody to the apartment to clean it? Why? You know, Doug has a couple of friends that have.
Right.
You know, so he's like, yeah, so-and-so was there, and they had six chicks, and I'm like, well,
this is not happening anymore.
I'm like,
Lord.
why did you not call me?
Yeah.
I got a key fob.
I would have get in on
I
this.
I would have got out, and I'm yeah. not going to do it. I'm just going to watch.
Right.
I'm like, sometimes you get tired of buffering and watching on the screen.
Sure.
I can watch it
get live.
I can watch it live. And then, so they tell me about this stain.
Oh,
and
it's
like,
huge.
And I'm like, what? You know what's so funny was what we used it for. People would come to town.
Yeah.
Like Faison would come to town before he had another place here.
And stay.
So he would stay there.
Yeah.
And then one time he had a chick that came by.
Oh, I got to get rid of
with a suitcase. And then what happens is, like.
They squat.
No, she stayed. Oh. So Faison's yeah. like, I'm not going back there. You got to tell her to leave. Brought this chick to the place.
And you want me?
And she's
yeah,
living
and,
there.
And no offense, you know, like everybody that
yeah, do
gets,
me a favor, man.
She's freaking, you know, she had those 8-inch eyelashes, right. You know what I mean? Hair weaved down to her behind. And then she had a suitcase. And the worst thing was she had a suitcase with a broken wheel. So she's wheeling it on Jefferson. She's dressed like she's $1 million, but she's with a suit. Like, that's the worst thing at the airport, too. Yeah. Like, seriously, you couldn't get rid of that suitcase?
Dragging that.
Yeah. One suitcase is like dragging a disabled kid. You know what I mean? I forgot his prosthetic leg. So Doug calls me the following week. Hey, dude, have you seen my iPad?
Oh, no.
I'm like, what are you talking about? My iPad. I left it in the room. Doug, I don't even go there. So, but he knew I had.
Faison's hooker stole.
Faison.
Faison's hooker stole the iPad.
Unbelievable.
I called Faison, and he was like, that, you know, again, you know,
yeah,
we're horrible, not on satellite right? radio, but he was like, he's like, great, let me give you the address. I'm like, Faison, I'm not going to chase an iPad.
Yeah.
And then I guess Doug tried to do that Find My iPad app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was off.
Oh.
So I'm like, yeah, because you can't plug it in under a bridge. I'm sure she was homeless.
she moved it.
In the suitcase with
you
the other.
You plug it in at Fry's
yeah, until
10 p.m.
Yeah, I just, nobody ever answers the question why that bed is covered in blood. And I sleep on a sliver of the outside where the
flip
blood
it. Why did you just flip the mattress?
I'm not touching it. I don't want to know what's on the other side.
That's white people stuff. That's WPS. White people stuff.
What, bloody mattresses or something?
Do you know what Hispanics do? Like, our parents give us mattresses, like, hereditary. Pass it down. Right?
Hand-me-downs.
Like, you move, you take your mattress, you know, your parents are like, I got a new bed set. Who wants my mattress? No, Mom, we don't want that. You know, like, so, like, that mattress, you were like... And then they keep on talking about this mattress. Flip it over.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Only, and when you, and you, but obviously you're not that drunk because you remember that the stain is on.
Well, no, because I washed the sheets on it. I'm like, oh, because I expected like a little dribble, like, oh, okay. There
but
was
the sheets didn't have blood on them.
No, they were clean.
I've never had sheets. I've never washed anything in there. I'm telling you. So they, that had to.
That's somebody, not your murder.
Somebody, I'm telling you, it's, it was Kool-Aid. Somebody
was Big Rob, you know. What someone who murdered in that bed would be saying is exactly what you're saying right now, right? I had nothing to do with the sheets in
that
blood.
He's in a white suit, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might have been the hooker with Faison, because Faison's 400 pounds, and that's only a queen-size bed. Oh, you know, so I don't know if you fit
the
with anybody on there.
And there's blood on the pillow, too. Because I took the thing off the pillow, and I just tossed that. I wanted to burn that.
Don't let Doug cheap you out. I had the good box in that room when I...
Which one? What are we talking about?
Well, you only got the little box, right? So I put, because I was paying the cable.
Yeah.
They have the box that has like the DVR.
Oh, yeah, it's all in there.
He said he was putting that in his room.
He can if he wants. I don't spend enough time in there to watch movies.
That's what I said. I never even watch cable or anything in there.
I watch TV like as I'm falling asleep.
And then what we did was we put an uncomfortable, that's an expensive sectional.
Yeah, it's
but
horrible.
It made it uncomfortable because
no way
then everybody's going to sleep over.
That's right. It is an uncomfortable
it's
restaurant.
It's like a commercial, like a lounge
well,
area.
If you want back in. Let me know. Let me know. And you can kick in for half.
You know what? I'll
cut the cable.
The cable bill thing was so funny. I'm like, what is this $200 charge?
$200? That's not the cable we've got.
Listen, I'm telling you, Cox.
They're starting to crush on cable? I didn't know that.
It's been. And even you used to be able to call them and say, because I had like that, my business account.
You have to do it
account.
Every year. Just
no,
like,
no. They don't have that anymore.
Oh, they don't?
They don't have.
You try to drop it down.
Yeah, they're like SRP. Like, it's like, it is what it is.
Man,
because they know you're not.
Well, you're going to keep paying for that. That's for sure. I'm going to dodge your phone calls like crazy.
You shouldn't have said that.
You should have said a thing. I'm a white guy with 800 credit. I know better than to get a $200 cable bill going.
He's gonna see a deduction on his check here.
Start garnishing my
I'm going to start garnishing.
Bloody.
Child support. That's hilarious.
And 98 garnishment.
Hilarious. Big Rob's got a special on Sunday. He wants you guys to go. How do we go? Is it just something you just show up for, or you got to pre-sign?
No. If you go to standuplive.com, you use Rob as a code. Tickets are $20. There's a $5 off.
Coupon.
Our coupon. Yeah. You know, we always got to do coupons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but we do, like I said, the special's out of this world. So, like I said, Maricopa is almost sold out. So, I don't even have to promote Maricopa.
That's great.
Tucson, my
don't
dad used to
that.
Call that the armpit of Arizona. I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't get upset.
He's right.
I have family that live there. I only see them twice a year.
Because they're in Tucson.
Funerals and,
quinceañeras.
And the gem show.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go see the gem show.
The gem show or rodeo week, right? They give the kids off a rodeo. I've never seen a horse in Tucson ever. But they have a rodeo week in Tucson.
And nobody has to move.
And nobody
they just stay put. No
you just
school,
stay there
no
forever,
work.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, Tucson, the worst part of the Gadsden
Yeah, but stand up live. I need everybody out because that's what it is. It's one of those things. We're going to fill the crowd. It's being filmed. It's unbelievable comedy. You're not going
to
get better.
Cap off your Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, have a good. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? You sticking around?
Yeah. You know, my wife bought a turkey from Costco. I'm doing white people stuff. WPS.
WPS and Thanksgiving?
I have a black wife, so she doesn't want to cook. You know what I mean?
Why are you doing white people stuff?
Because she has like a 780 credit. So it's like.
What is going on over there? You guys are crushing stereotypes.
Gilbert, what do you think? We're from Gilbert Apartments, you know? I'm like, I'm having a house built in Hawaii.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That's why I don't need the downtown place no more.
Yeah, all right. That's why. Not because of the bloodstains or the evidence.
You got some more mattresses.
Hard couch, the $200 cable bill.
Yeah. And you're going to head to Hawaii
from this. But you can watch the stadium, the arena every night.
Yeah.
Right across. There's a beautiful view there.
It's a great spot. And for Suns games, it's perfect.
Have you ever gone to the pool?
Not in it. I used the gym the other day, though. That was pretty nice.
Some of the Suns players stay there.
They do?
Yeah, we would joke. I'm like, do the Suns cheerleaders stay? Because like, you go to the pool, it's never anybody.
It's the size of the studio. It's not that big. Yeah.
But it's in the middle of the building. That's
view's
why
incredible.
With a balcony.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been there, Brady?
Yeah.
To visit?
Yeah, it's the view's on.
I haven't been to the apartment, but I have
Brady's
a friend over at the
there.
Blue Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, you went to the other pool.
Hotel pool. Yeah, the hotel.
Oh, the hotel
the
pool.
And he said there's
the resident
one above
pool
it.
Is in the middle of the building, cut in.
It's cool.
But like you say, it has like a column in it, so you can't swim laps.
You can't do anything. It's got a big pole in the center of it. Yeah, it's just for hanging out and drinking for residents. Well, there you go.
For sure.
Leave us with words of wisdom, Big Rob. What do you got for the world?
If you're, get vaccinated on a serious note. And I don't know how, I don't know if you guys talk about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
We lost some friends, Brady, and you guys know. And then the other thing is if, you have all your teeth, stop wearing a mask and you're vaccinated. Because that's the only people that wear masks. I'm just convinced. People are still wearing, they're missing a couple of teeth and things like that. I understand that's a problem. Dental is expensive. I went to the dentist the other day. When I go in, the first thing I ask him is, where are you looking to vacation this summer?
Yeah.
Winter or summer. That's how I know what my bill is going to be.
Yeah. You know how much it's going to charge.
Between the dentist and the vet,
Oh, it's crushing.
I do. Yeah. The dogs are killing me.
Yeah.
The dogs have better insurance than I do.
Me too. I get incredible insurance for my dogs. I'm not sure mine's that great.
Yeah.
It's okay.
My favorite song. If you guys want a favorite song, it's a country song. It's called Like My Dog. It's great. Because my wife, my last words of wisdom is my wife gets upset about when I come home, because she's home, she's sitting on the couch. I walk through the door. I'm out. I own a business in Tucson. In Phoenix. So I come through the door, and the dogs are there. They're happy.
Yeah, they
and
love
I'm
you.
Talking to them, and my whole voice changes. I come home, and you go from oh man, I hate the world, and then it's like oh my gosh, there you are. Zara Zul. So she said, "Honey, can we sit? Can I talk to you?" I said, "Sure." She goes, "Sit right here." So when we've been together 30 years, sit right here means it's.
Something's going on.
One of the kids are pregnant. Something's going on. So she says, "Can I? I got to tell you. When you walk through the door every day, first thing you do is acknowledge the dogs, and you talk. And I say, well, honey, can I be frank with you? And I know in white people world, frank is important because when you guys say, can I be frank with you, something serious is about to happen or be said. I said, can I be frank with you? I said, if you were at the door every day." Wagging your ass, peeing a little bit with your tongue out, you'd be the first one I said.
If she could just piss a little for you, that would be nice.
That's how excited you get her.
Yeah. The little bit of urine on
and then
leg,
you said,
just,
clean up the blood and let's get out of here.
Clean up the John's mattress and let's go.
You know what happened last time.
Big Rob is here Sunday night at Stand Up Live. Have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Thanks
for
guys.
Coming
by. Hey, blessings to everybody. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. It's 98 KUPD. 98.
Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.